Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
And I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Lift your hands and give God praise. Come on, he's a lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me. Hey! Why?
When I know
you kill me.
When I need
you. Lord, you strengthen me. When I'm broken, you put me back together again.
April Hall. April Hall. You know something? I sure would love to hear Tamala crap tack that. You're the lifter. Just stay right there. I'm gonna give y'all signals. Just watch me. You're the lifter. Just stay right there. I know you just came through some stuff. And you look really good right now. You don't look like what you've been through. Would you sing to us how he brought you out of that place for you to be looking like that?
Good morning. Welcome to War with Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited about the woman of God word that is coming on today. The Lord gave her a word just for you. Remember, get your pen, your paper, your Bibles together. Get ready to eat this morning. She will be on shortly. Definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in the United States, Canada, Brazil, South Africa, Ghana, the Netherlands, China, Hong Kong, India, Russia, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, France, and just found out this morning, Thailand and Romania. Definitely remember, we are openly praying and interceding for you on this side. We know that you can't openly praise God, and sometimes it's difficult for you to say his name. But know that you have family on this side of the globe, again, that's praying and interceding for you. People, remember, everybody can walk out their door and say, thank you, Jesus. Everybody can walk out their door and say, thank you, Lord. But we have the opportunity to intercede for other people, our other family that's in the body of Christ. Remember, it's not about you. It's not about myself. It's about kingdom business and glorifying the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do, on a daily basis. Remember, put your armor on as soon as you wake up. You can't just get up and think you're not going to put your armor gone off. No, it's not going to work that way. You must have your armor on at all times. You can't put it down and then want to go back and pick it up. No, you need to have it, period. remember, your hand of salvation is definitely needed. You cannot do anything or go anywhere without that first. Keep that on. Keep your armor on. Pray for somebody. You never know what they're going through. You might be the only person that they know that's connected to the Lord that they don't know how to go through it. It's not hard. You can talk to the Lord just like I'm talking to you. Again, I say this all the time. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to speak in tongues. But build that relationship with the Lord for yourself. Living off of meemaw prayers and big mom prayers is enough. It's time for you to have a relationship with the Lord for you. You need to know him. He want to hear your voice. Of course, you hear other pastors and ministers and other people's voices. But when was the last time you gave the Lord some time? When was the last time? The scripture for this morning is Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, covering the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Again, Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise simple. Remember, just that one-on-one time with him, talk to him. Read, study the word for yourself. People can be telling you anything. I've been in churches where the man of God was quoting, supposed to be a scripture. And I'm sitting there with Chief Apostle, and he says to be absent from the body, to be absent from the body is to be absent from the Lord. I'm like, wait a minute. Where did you get that from? To be absent from the body, to be absent from the Lord? I'm confused. You have to know that word for yourself. You have to intercede for yourself. You have to pray for yourself. Cover yourself as well as your leaders. But now check this out. Make sure your leader is walking and preaching the same thing now. Now it can't be he or she is preaching and not walking the same thing that they're preaching. That don't line up in the body of Christ. You must be equally yoked again. You must be equally yoked in this walk. Now, you and your honey or you and your boo thing or you and your lady can be on the same level all the time. No, nothing's perfect. No. But the body needs to be on one accord because the head off, the body's going to be off. Okay? Know the word for yourself and make sure your leader know the word and walking in that word. We're going to go to a musical break, and the woman of God will be on. Get your pen and papers ready. Get your Bibles. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. We'll be right back.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Cause all I see to do is
declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Fully listen to that song. I'm here to tell you, my God, go back and listen to the words. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on, Miss Kirlin Toussaint. I'm telling you guys, get your pen, your paper together. The woman of God have a word from the Lord for you on today. Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. How are everybody? Good morning. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be on your platform. It's a pleasure to share what I have for the people. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all might didn't catch her last time, but listen, get ready. She has a testimony and a word. Baby, it's fire. Okay, I'm going to mute. The floor is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Like she mentioned, my name is Kirlin Toussaint. I'm Haitian American. I'm originally from Miami, Florida, the Sunshine State. And I want to share some of my testimony today and also give you some of the word, a word of encouragement that God has placed in my heart. The last time I was on, the Lord dropped in my spirit unforgiveness, because that was something I was battling heavy. And today we are talking about being a daughter of the King and knowing the authority that we carry. And understand that certain things that we go through is not to keep us where we at. It's to help us build our character and help us, like Luke 10, I do apologize about that. Romans 5:3-4, and not only, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations work patience, also experience and hope. It gives us hope and build our character. I'm going to share a little of my testimony. My name is Kirlin Toussaint, like I mentioned before. I was physically, mentally, verbally, and sexually abused when I was growing up. I suffered from rejection since my mother's womb, her stomach. She was trying to abort me as a child, but she wasn't able to abort me. She tried numerous attempts to abort me as a child in her stomach, in her womb, but she wasn't able to wasn't successful, resulting in the abortions and the attempts. I was born as a premature baby, 6 months. I think I was 6 to 5 months, in and out of the hospital for the first year of my life. Almost didn't make it. And like I mentioned earlier, it didn't stop there. I was physically, mentally, verbally abused and sexually abused at home. I still have extension cords marked on my body, my wounds, my scars. Told as a child that I would never be anybody. I would never do this. I would never do that. I was talked down on constantly talked down on. Resulted into that, I hated being home. It pushed me out into the streets, where as a teenager, from the ages of 12 to 18, I was in and out of the detention center, in and out of juvenile detention center, doing all type of stuff in the streets of Miami, searching for love, searching for a hug, not being a woman of God because I was not raised up in a Christian household like some people are today. They are raised up in a Christian household. They know how to call the name of the Lord and Jesus when they needed something. I didn't know who Jesus was. I only saw him on TV when it was Easter time and Christmas time. I just seen an image of a white man. I wasn't introduced to him from my family because my family were Haitian American, that we was raised up in a Catholic church, and not even raised up there. We went to, she took us there occasionally, sometimes during a funeral or weddings. So I didn't know the name of Jesus Christ to call upon on. I had to know Jesus Christ for myself as an adult after I went through those traumatic and ungodly experiences in my whole household and in the streets of Miami, where I also experienced shootout, drunk driving, being in dope holes, also as trap houses, just staying there. But thank you, Jesus, that drug addiction was not a part of my testimony. I was in and out of the drug home looking for acceptance, looking, hanging out with the thugs, hanging out with the bad boys. But I did not get into, I smoked weed occasionally here and there, but it was not nothing for me to be addicted to, for me to share that testimony. That is not the testimony I'm sharing today. I was also introduced to cocaine, but something in me did not let me take the cocaine, did not let me get into it. I realized, no, that is not for me. I did not want to try it, so I did not try it. So right now I'm going to share, for us knowing our authorities, that we need to know that we are daughters of the King. We all go through tribulations and trials and certain things in our life that makes us question, is there really a God up there? Is there really God loving me? Is there really someone up there that makes me want to know, why am I going through all this certain things? Why have I endured all these things? Why have I been oppressed, talked down on, and rejected? It's because where you're going, it's because where we're going, it's because the enemy was threatened that the calling and the things that we had on our life, so he wanted to silence us. He wanted to throw opposition upon us. He wanted us to feel that we wasn't worthy. He wanted me to feel that you're not good enough. So when the Lord was ready for me, I will be thinking back about the things that I went through as a little girl. No, Kerlin, you're not good enough. No, Kerlin, you cannot do this. You cannot do that, because of the things that was talked down on me as a child. But I'm here to tell somebody, you're not your past. Do not let your past define you. I didn't let my past define me. Fast forward, that was 20 years ago. Fast forward, the woman, the little girl that was said that she would not be anybody, the little girl that they talked down on, the little girl that abused, the little girl that was in and out of the juvenile detention center, the little girl that didn't even go to the ninth grade, that didn't even go to high school, walked up into a church 10 years ago, no one shoving the name of Jesus Christ down my throat, nobody manipulating me to know who he is. I had to know Jesus Christ myself, because I looked up and I said, God, it has to be more to life. It has to be a reason why I've endured all those pain. It has to be a reason why I am here. Could you please let me know why I'm here? God told me, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you. I'm going to use your testimony. God is going to use your testimony. God is going to use your trials. God is going to use the things that you went through. You are a child of the King. You are a king's daughter. And I am a king's daughter. When I heard those words that he's going to use me, I started laughing. I was like, how are you going to use me? All these mistakes that I've been through, all these things that I've done wrong, all these failures, you're going to use those failures. Yes, he's going to use, I think, the abuse. He's going to use the domestic violence. He's going to use all that. But guess why? Because we are relatable, and we overcome him, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So when I heard that he said he's going to use me, all the negative words that I've heard that was spoken over my life started replaying my mind. Because, you know, the enemy, he wants to tempt us. He wants to trick us. He plant lies in our minds, lies of doubt, lies of fear, lies of confusion. So when I started laughing, that was like the enemy making me laugh, because he wanted me to laugh. He wanted us to think we're not worthy enough to be used by the God. We're not worthy enough to overcome the challenges that we overcame, the challenges and the things that we went through. He wanted us to think that is no hope. But I'm here to tell somebody, and I'm here to tell me, because when I speak to people, I put myself in that situation. We are daughters of the King, and we have to remind ourselves that we are daughters of the King. There's many women in the Bible that God gives us examples of. That's why he gives us the Holy Bible, the manual for us to look at and read and know it, the word for God for ourselves. Esther was a daughter of the King. Esther understood the authority that she carried. And was she? Esther was a woman that God chose over all other women that came from good households. Esther was an orphan, just like us, that had been rejected, abandoned, that was told, and that was looked down on. But guess what? God still chose her. She is still the daughter of the King, and she knew that. And yet she stepped right into her rightful position. Deborah in the Bible, she also knew she was a daughter of the King. Martha and Mary also knew they was daughter of the King. When their brother got sick and he died, who they called on? The King. So when we're going through our trials and tribulations, we have women in the Bible. We also have men in the Bible. We can just replace that word man with woman. Also, the prodigal son. We are prodigal daughters. When the prodigal son knew that he was eating like a pig, eating garbage, eating things that was, he reminded himself, I am a son. I can go back to my daddy's house. I can go back and live better like the servants. Also us, when we're stuck and going through what we're going through, we have to remind ourselves who we are. We have to take authority and understand we've gone through some storms in the past. So the little raindrops we're going through now doesn't mean anything. So people that's tuning on, just logging into now, my name is Kerlan Toussaint. I'm a woman from Florida, a young girl that was verbally abused, rejected, talked down on. And when he told me he was going to be using me, I had to replace the lies of the enemy with the word of God. I had to speak it over myself and said, I am a child of the Most High God. I am worthy to be used. I am, and I can, and I will do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So when he told me he was going to be using me, I said in my mind, you're going to be using me? I doubt it. I ran and ran and ran until I was like, you know what? When you read the words of the Bible, God qualified the people he used. He didn't go out to the synagogue and to the chapels and walk in there and said, hey, I'm going to use you because you know the Bible in and out. I'm going to use you because you came from a perfect family. I'm going to use you because you're around the big names, the big popular people. If you look at the Bible and you read and you study it, the people that the Lord used were the people they didn't even expect it him to use. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of David. David was the last one that his father would think that God would anoint to be king. So I want to tell anybody that's out there, it's not what they say, he says, she says, it's what God says. If God shows you, he will equip you for where he's calling you to go. Stop trying to get recommendation and validation and approval by man. God is the one that promotes. God is the one that chooses and qualifies who he wants to. Story of David. I have six other siblings that I'm raised up in the household with that was not abused like me, that went to high school and graduated on time, that had the mother and the fatherly love that I didn't have. God did not go pick them like just like David. He came and he chose me out of all of them. So I'm going to tell you out there, anybody, just because you're in the position right now and you may not think you're qualified what God is calling you, I'm here to let you know you are the daughter of the king and he has called you. He has chose you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm this Haitian American girl that was broken down, that came from rejection from my mother's womb, that was mentally, verbally, sexual abused, that didn't even step a foot into the ninth grade. I've stepped into that calling. It's been 2 years since I answered a call and was and walking in obedience, and I listened to the calling of God that he told me, stop being in fast, and I prayed. I said, okay, God, if this is what you're calling me to do, could you please give me directions? And he was like, write a book. So I wrote my first book, From the Street to the Pulpit, Walking in Purpose. And it's been 2 years since I wrote that book. And let me tell you right now, this woman of God right now has been on so many platforms, sharing my stories, sharing the things that I thought were failures, to use other people to put them into the blood of Jesus, to let them know if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. It doesn't matter where you came from. I want to tell anybody that's out there right now, if you're going through something right now, have faith, build up your faith, be like the woman of the issue of blood. She did not care that she wasn't allowed to come out, because in those days, when you were going through your cycle, your ministry, you was defined as unclean. You wasn't allowed to come outside while you're going through your cycle. This lady had a continuous cycle, that nonstop 12 years. She was so desperate, and she knew that she was a daughter of the king. Besides everything she was going through, she went in, not mattering what was going to happen. She went through the whole crowd. Everybody went up under them, and she just said, let me just touch him. And she touched the hem of his garment. Understand the authority she had. In that instant moment, she was healed. 12 years of the issue of blood. So right now, we as daughter of the king need to understand the authority that we are carrying. Do you know who your daddy is? Do you know who your father is? Do you know who you are? You are a daughter of the king. That's who I am. A daughter of the king. And don't you forget that. You don't have to, you could just surrender your hands up like God is there and touch him with faith. Touch him to let him know you will overcome whatever it is that you're going through right now. You can overcome it. If he did it for me, he did it for the women in the Bible, he can do it for you. Just believe. Possible, please God, without faith. Impossible. Believe. Renounce all those negative words and thoughts that you have in your mind about yourself, about what somebody said about you. If I'm a woman of God right now And I was and I went through all those traumatic experiences as a child, as a little girl that was innocent, because the enemy already knew that in the future that God was going to be using me. So he was trying to wipe me out. The same thing like you. He's trying to discourage you. He's trying to make you feel you're not good enough. He's trying to make you feel like you're not going to overcome this. It's no challenges and nothing we've gone through in life that God cannot restore. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of more than enough through Christ that strengthened him. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you, woman of God. And don't you ever forget, when your mind is being attacked, when somebody is talking down on you, when you think you can't, remember that you are a daughter of the King. And don't you forget it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. God, what a word on this morning. I'm telling you, I told y'all, and I tell y'all this all the time, these women of God that come on here from experience, they share their testimony to let you know that God saved them. What makes you think he can't save you? Half the stuff you're going through, I'm telling you, we have been through it all and then some. This is why God specifically picked certain women of God to come on here to deliver the word. There's no I in team. There's no me. There's no her. It's all about kingdom business. Titles is out the door. We are women of God trying to do what he called us to do, not what men think we should do. Remember, they didn't want to accept us in the pulpit for a long time, but God, when God called you, nobody, and I mean nobody, can stop what the Lord has in store for you to do. The man didn't give you the anointing. God did. See, I'm not going to go there because the woman of God already did just what she was supposed to do and to deliver the word just like the Lord told her to do. This is why I love her. She's going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, give you your bandages, and keep pushing you again. This is what we need in this season. Playtime is over with. You know, we can roll the fence. I can speak about me, so you can say same. Talk about Kashima. I rolled the fence. I ran. I understand where she's coming from, and I'm sure you do too. From being molested, I. Domestic violence, I. In the streets, I. So dope, I. I get it. Tempt women, I. But when you have the opportunity to let the Lord use you the way he wants you to use you, come on. Nobody can stop you from delivering his word when he has his hands on you. Thank you so, so, so much for coming on. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your women on today. Bless her tremendously from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I see the open doors for the woman of God. Let her travel even more to deliver your word and share her testimony so women of God can know that it's okay, that they still can be used and they're still loved. Continue to cover her, keep her armor on her, Lord, and guide her and connect her with the right people in this season. In Jesus' name, amen. Carolyn, let them know how they can reach you if they want to hear you speak, if you have any upcoming events coming on. Definitely how they can get your book. Because I'm big on iron sharpening iron. I love you to life. And ain't nothing you can do about it. But let them know how they can reach you.
Thank you so much, woman of God. Yes, my name is Kerlance Toussaint. You can reach me on every social media platform. You can reach me on Facebook, Kerlance Toussaint, which is KERLANDTOUSSAINT. You can reach me on Facebook, Instagram. I also have an event that I do every year. Last year was the second year that I did it. It was a very successful event, more than 250, 300 people. It's called What's Your Niche and Your Purpose? Because I found my purpose. I feel like everyone has a purpose. It doesn't have to only be ministry. It can be the marketplace. It can be nonprofit organization. It can be different things. And my two favorite quotes that I quote for that event is, the two most important days of your life is the day you were born and the day you find out why. A job is what they pay you to do. Your purpose is what you were born and called to do. So thank you for having me, woman of God. You can follow me. I follow back. Thank you for having me, and bless your heart. And remember, stop allowing people to tell you who you are. you and who you're not. You are the daughter king, and you better believe that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you guys didn't hear, the woman of God, I always do a replay. It's on my page, her page, as well as War of Gospel Connection. Remember, it's not about her. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about kingdom business. And ironing sharpens iron. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful, Lord.
I can see.
My God, my God, welcome back. Welcome back to War Gospel Connection. When I tell you the woman of God came on here and told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, if you wasn't listening, I advise you to go back and listen again. See, what people don't understand, they don't want to tell the truth. They want to pacify what they've been through. They don't want to show you that they're vulnerable and let them know where the Lord brought them from. See, when you share your testimony, you're helping somebody that don't understand that it's okay what you went through. God got you. He had you then. But he wanted you to see that he still got you in spite of what you've been through. Don't worry about your past. Stop looking back. A rearview mirror is just that, a rearview mirror. Focus on the Lord and let him show you who you are. Nobody's perfect. I don't care, bishop, apostle, minister, pastor, evangelist, missionary. Nobody's perfect. But hear me and hear me well. God loves you. Remember, the Bible said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. It's us that turn our backs on him. It's us that don't surrender to him. It's us that don't spend time with him. It's us that think we can do what we want to do and pick the Lord up when we need to or we're having a 911. It's us that don't completely say, Lord, I need you. When was the last time you spent some time with him? When was the last time you read your scriptures? When was the last time you laid out in front of him? I'll wait. I'm not perfect. It didn't happen overnight for me neither. See, I had a praying grandmother. I don't mind sharing my testimony. My granny prayed for me. Honey, because she knew Kashima was cutting up. She didn't say it. She knew it. She didn't beat me with the Bible. I was raised in the church all my life. Baptist, non-denominated, Seventh-day Adventist. I get it. As Chief Apostle said, you ain't been speaking tongues from the womb? No. But I was in the Word. I knew the Word. I just chose to do something else because that's the way the Lord wanted me to go to. So I can let you know, he changed Kashima, the apostle, the midwife, the spiritual mother, the pusher. He changed me specifically to help you. There's no judgment. I can't judge you. I'm nowhere near can judge anybody. But I know somebody who loves you. I know somebody that can help you. I know somebody that can guide you in the right direction. I know somebody that died on the cross for you and I. See, I'm like the one with the issue of blood. She might touch the hem of his garment. I might jump, Lord, look, hug me. I need your arms around me. I'm about to lose it. I want to pop off on somebody. These folks is getting on my nerves. You told me to love them, but do I really have to love them? Yes. He says love one another. Yes, you do. Does not mean you have to be around them. Absolutely not. You can love from a distance. You can pray from a distance. You don't have to be in the same area, the same room, the same building. If you are, you can still love from a distance. I'm not saying to let anybody beat you down with their words or physically. No, absolutely not. You have a right to walk away. Now, this is the reason why it's very critical for you to have your armor on all the time, day and night. Because at night, you're vulnerable. The enemy knows that. He's going to try to cover your dreams and throw you off track. He's seen your future already, woman of God. He sees who you are. And when you find out who you are and your feet hit the ground, like one of those memes that, oh, Lord, the devil says she's awake. Adjust your crown. Tighten up your armor. Shine your boots. It's war time. See, what the people don't understand, spiritual warfare is real. This is no joke. The enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. So when God gives you the job to protect and stand guard, get up, protect, and stand guard. Because your seed, their seed, their seed, and their seed is dependent on you. You can't say you want to be a generational breaker and you're not doing nothing but sitting there. What you breaking? A candy bar? You can't sit there and want to be a generation breaker and just break a picture of hearses and think that's it. or pick up the Bible when it's convenient for you, or go to the Lord when it's convenient for you. No, we're not going to do that. You need to go to the Lord all day, every day. Pray for somebody. You don't know what they're going through. Stop being so quick to judge somebody. Pray for them. You have no idea what they're dealing with or what they went through. Everybody don't openly discuss their feelings because you have to be careful. Everybody says that for you is not always for you. Hello? Talk from experience. I disconnect from a lot of people who I really thought was sincere, and they was full of caca. And if you don't know what caca means, they was full of mess. That's the best way to put it. They wasn't out for my best interest. They was out for what they can get from me. I'm not perfect, not a long shot, no. My name is not big in life, and if it was, I'm still Kishima. Man didn't make me. God did. Man didn't give me this anointing. God did. I don't have to talk like you, walk like you, look like you to deliver the word. Absolutely not. I tell people all the time, quit underestimate, as they say, the underdogs. The ones don't look like they're anointed and can deliver a word because they don't have the attire like they think you should. I care less what they think about Kishima because I'm talking about me, because I can talk about me. I care less what they think about me, but I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord all the time. I can't take this off and set it on the table and do what I want to do and come back and pick it up. No, it don't work like that. Not for me. Now, if that's what you've been doing, it's time for you to change that. Because in this season, if you don't see what's going on, the hell that's going on, the chaos that's going on, the dilemma that's going on, the weirdness that's going on, read your Bible. All that's what's going on is in the Bible. Los Angeles flooding? Come on now. Are you paying attention to the signs and wonders that the Lord has given us? Back in those days, he was just calling the elderly home. No, there's no age limit now. He's calling all ages home. Kids killing their parents. Kids going in schools, shooting up other people. This generation, control. It's time for us to get back in position and get in place and get on our face to the Lord. Get on our knees. Call those things out. Speak it into the atmosphere. Be an atmosphere changer. You're needed. Don't worry about what's behind you. Stop looking back. That's what we don't understand. Stop looking back. It's okay you fail. Get back up. The Bible said a just man falls seven times. It's not about the seven times he failed, but check this out. He got back up each time and tried again. He got back up. Yeah, he failed. He got back up. The one with issue of blood bled 12 years. Nobody wants to be around her. Imagine being sick and not having nobody to talk to. Everywhere you went, they ran from you. This is my example. Everywhere they went, they ran from you. They didn't want to be around you. Family, friends, nobody. But you heard about this man, this king named Jesus, and you made it your way to get to him. Are you trying to make it your way to get to the Lord? Are you pushing and trying to get through to get to him? Are you making time to be with him? And all she did was touch the hem of his garment. And she was healed, and she instantly sat there and wept. He don't expect you to be perfect because he knows you cannot. But his arms is always open for you to come in. And once he put his loving arms around, it's like a love you never felt before. This is no judgment zone. Nobody that come on here would judge you. Nobody that come on here can judge you. But we are on here to inspire, encourage, and uplift you. That's our job. Again, there's no I. There's no you. There's no me. there's team. And this is about kingdom business, building the kingdom. Rome wasn't built in a day. But the idea that I love, they kept trying. They kept pushing. God will use the most strangest person in the world that you would never think of to preach his word. Moses, David, Daniel, Samuel, Joseph, Kishima, you. No, everybody's not preachers. Everybody's not meant to be an apostle, pastor, bishop, minister. No, but does not mean your word cannot come across to somebody that needs to hear it. You might be just be a wonderful teacher where you can get up there and teach the word where people didn't understand it. And you might be a wonderful talker where people are so comfortable coming to talk to you. It's okay if you don't speak in tongues. Don't beat yourself up. It's not for everybody. But what is for you to know this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, from new to old? What's your favorite scripture? My favorite scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:7. For I walk by faith and not by sight. I take these glasses off a minute and let the Lord guide me spiritually with my eyes. I'm not worried about if I fall. I'm going to get back up. I have a job to do. It's no longer about Kashima. It's about doing the will of God. Yeah, we fall. I fail. I'm not perfect. No, I fail, yeah. I get angry, yeah. I get weary, yeah. I'm human. Yes. I'm an apostle, but I'm human. Yes, I'm a leader, but I'm human. That don't mean the enemy don't attack me. That means he attacked me even harder. I have people that I have to cover. The Lord put me in position to cover his people. Not my people, his people. Valley House International is his church. It's not my church. It's not Chief Apostle Church. It's the Lord's church. We get on here specifically to let you know that we got you. Don't be ashamed to say, I need help. Don't be ashamed to say, I need prayer. Stop being shameful. Take the pride away and understand that you are loved. If nobody had told you, I love you. I'm going to tell you, I love you. Hey, I love you. You're not by yourself. I love you. Kishima, love you. Apostle, love you. Pastor, love you. This midwife love you. I love you. You're not by yourself. Hold your head up. Let me help you fix your crown, woman of God. Let me help you fix your attire, woman of God. Let me link my arm up and help you get up, woman of God. It's okay. God loves you. He's right there waiting on you. And don't you ever forget that. I'm going to give you three keys. One, get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you're in the Houston area, you're welcome to join us, the Abba House International, on Sundays at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street. Houston, Texas, 77026, 3029 Wayne Street at 3 p.m. every Sunday. There's room at the house for you. You're not in this by yourself. You don't have to put a full suit on. You can come in jeans, a shirt, and flip-flops if that's all you have. At the Abba House, we're Deliverance Church. If you're ready, we're ready. If you need prayer, we're here. We're equipped to help you. But it's up to you if you want the help. We're not going to force it on you. We're not going to make you sit there and beat you down with the word. Absolutely not. That's not who we are. But as Chief Apostle said, we're going to love the hell out of you. We're going to push you, guide you, and show you the right direction. It's birthing time, people of God. It's birthing time. You are needed in this body. You are needed in the world. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This must line up when you surrender your life to Christ. You ready? Lord, I'm ready. I've tried it my way. I need you. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Know comes scriptures, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, if you surrender your life to Christ, let me tell you, it's not going to be easy. The enemy's going to come full force against you. He's mad because he lost one of his soldiers. Yep, he's mad. And what this ninja would do, he would go to the thing that you love the most, whether it's your spouse, your siblings, your parents, your children. He will try to attack anything to get you off track. But hear me well. Get under somebody that will cover you. Get on somebody that will guide you. Get on somebody that will push you. Remember, those three keys are get your Bible, find your church home. You're welcome to join us at the Opera House International every Sunday at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is walking and teaching the same thing. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. I'm not going to sugarcoat it with you. It is. But you're always welcome to come join us. The house has room for you. I'm going to say that again. The Abba House International have room for you. Doesn't matter where you stay. Doesn't matter the city or state you're in. We have members in Chicago, Austin, Beaumont, and finna have one, two in Arizona. Come on in. Remember, we are here to love, inspire, and encourage you to continue to push through. And I'm sorry, in Jacksonville, Florida. Remember, it's all about kingdom business. Not about me. It's not about Chief Apostle. It's about kingdom business all the time. If you want to sow into World Gospel Connection, you can. $WGC2020. Again, $WGC2020. We go out and feed the homeless. We go out and pray for them. So that's what your sowing goes towards. Again, remember, you're not alone. We also want to give a shout out to Romania that's tuning in now. Romania is listening to the World Gospel Connection. Thailand, I know I'm saying it wrong, Thailand is listening to the World Gospel Connection. Think about it, people of God. That's a different side of the world that's listening in, listening about one person, my Father, Jesus. He's right there and giving us the opportunity to let someone hear us talk about how good he is to us, how he loves us, how he's right there with us. And I'm here to tell you, do a self-check, because sometimes self-check is needed. Do a self-check. Look in the mirror and say, God, I thank you. You gave me another chance to tell everybody about you, that you gave me another chance to be above the ground, not underneath the ground. You gave me another chance to spread your word, not my word. It's the difference. Remember, I say this all the time. Be mindful of those praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, on you. Not the ones that are seriously praying for you, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. It's a big difference. Know the difference. Hold on to God's love and word. Know that he got you. You're not alone. Remember, we're a phone call away if you need us. Don't worry about what you did last night nor this morning. Know that God is right there with you. Keep pushing through. Don't forget to join us Monday for Man Up Monday. Chief Apostle have a mighty man of God coming on. Tune in. Tell your husband, your son, your brother, your uncle, your dad, other men that you know. It's some powerful men that's going to be on Monday morning at 8 a.m. Tune in. Share the word. Core Get the Gifts is still running open. Valentine's Day is a couple of weeks away. Link up. 832-519-7646, or go to my Facebook, Kashima Douglas. Click in that link on Core Give the Gifts and get your body scrub and your journal. Remember, iron sharpens iron. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Key, and I'm getting ready to worship quarantine style with some family and friends. Anisha, yeah. Are you there?
Hey.
Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Shalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, Kiera.
Tony, Uncle Snoop, Paris. What about Brooks? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved sister, Tasha Cobb Leonard, are you there? Were you there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
Right now.